Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. It's premiere week.
Woo-hoo! We're in the Garden State, people.
Okay, I gotta say, I loved it.
Really?
I don't know why. Did you know? Maybe I just feel it's like a fresh batch. Spring is almost here. It just feels like the new...
Too many new people for me all at once.
And I love them all, except for the Angie H. The Angie H of New Jersey, who has taken place of the Kim D and the Kim G. We got Jen Fessler. First and last name always need to be used while we introduce her.
Wait, you don't like Jen?
Fessler?
You don't like her?
The new girl?
Yeah.
She's an Angie H to me. Every time the camera's like, hi, yes. Oh my God, I'm here in front of the camera. It's me, Jen Fessler.
Oh, I like Jen.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
We get a lot of her.
She doesn't actually hold a
meatball.
Right. What does she even hold?
I don't think they hold anything.
They don't. They put their hands on their hips.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think they actually hold anything. They should hold meatballs.
Like feeding each other spaghetti.
No, octopus.
I'm sure we've talked about this. Oh my God, for No.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss him.
I miss him every day. Wait, you like Jen? I love the new girls. I actually feel like they're very good additions. And I'm kind of like, where have you guys been this whole time? Because we've had to deal with a lot in Jersey. The twins, Amber Marchese.
True. Let's just go to the tagline. They weren't in the premiere episode, but we already know what they are. So we should just talk about it.
There's some hits for me and some misses for me.
Melissa Gorga. You'll never see how toxic someone is until you breathe fresher air.
Like, could you talk about anything besides Teresa?
I know, it's really getting embarrassing.
It's so annoying. It's
but
so
I'm on their side.
What?
You're on Teresa's side?
100%.
Oh,
God. We're going to have to chat there. Okay. Dolores. This Jersey girl has the luck of the Irish and nobody's screwing with my pot of gold. Okay, love that. First, I also didn't know that Paulie had a full Irish accent.
Oh, I knew he was from Ireland. I did. Remember I Googled him? He's a plumber too. He owns a plumbing company.
I know, but I had never heard him speak. Like you, we follow him because like you follow, you know, you
have been obsessed for a long time.
You've been a big fan, but I forgot. And when he spoke, I was like, oh, the full accent. I love it.
I am obsessed with them. I love that she's so in love with him and wants to be around him. She reminded me of myself.
Is Michael your Paul?
I will literally be like, did you miss me? I'm like if Michael goes to the bathroom, I'll be like, oh, did you miss me? Like, I don't know. I just feel like she's like smitten with him. She's so happy. He broke down her walls.
They're equals.
Yes, but he wants to be around her all the time.
I've got to be honest. I love this for Dolores because you know what? Frank should shake in his boots a little bit, okay? You thought you were Dolores's plus one, even though you got to have a girlfriend, and Dolores has had these boyfriends who have been in the background, and so you've been the one that's her plus one. No, you know what, Frank? You should be worried about your spot on this show because we're all going to fall in love with Paul. I can feel it.
I think we will all fall in love with Paul. I also think it's hilarious that Frank still lives with David. Like, what? I'm pretty sure. Because when he walks into the house, she's like, oh, there's Daddy. And like, oh, Frank's back. You know, Polly has established some rules here. Like, he can't just come and go as he pleases. And
he's knock now.
Been living with David. And and she's like, and I think you should continue that arrangement. So I'm like, does Brittany go to David's? Like, what does David get out of Frank living there? Does Frank pay? Is Frank's credit so bad he can't afford his own place? I just don't understand.
Maybe Frank's the house manager because like David's at work a lot and stuff, or like on his motorcycle. So maybe Frank is like the house.
No, I mean, I guarantee you he's taking out the trash. He makes sure the groceries are
he's fixing things
kept up.
And Frankie Jr. was living there at one point too. Is he still there?
I need to know more about this.
Are all the companions minus Dolores still in the house?
I need to know more about this.
Okay, let's go to Danielle.
Okay, Danielle. I may be over the top, but I'd rather be bougie than basic.
I love Danielle.
She's a star.
She is a star to me. She gives me graduated Jersey Shore in the best way. I know she's a Staten Island girl.
I got such a Jersey Shore snooky.
Yes, Jenny. Like she was beating up the beat at Karma.
She was definitely has been to Karma multiple times.
100%. And like met her husband there. Like I just.
Literally, she told us she met him in the club and he's like, I'll take care of you.
No, I know. I like loved it. And like also, hi, running in the running for March Madness for sure.
Absolutely.
I thought she was like. Jess, she brought fun energy. I feel like her daughter's the new Melania, Valentina.
She's like, my daughter wears big bows. My children look impeccable every day. Little Valentina is flipping off the cameras.
I mean, I felt like, give me pizza, you old troll. Like, bring it back. Bring us back. Like, this is this. And I love too that they're like, I know Danielle because her stepmom used to be married to Caroline's brother. We're going to the next generation, literally.
I love that it's so interconnected.
I think she's very beautiful. She also gives me like she gives it, I don't know how to explain like this New Jersey beautiful. Like it's almost like also like, remember that show Jerseylicious? It was like a show from the salon and it was like Tracy and somebody. Like I feel good from her. I'm really hoping that that she's a star.
I would like to see her without blonde hair.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Margaret Joseph. So I'm a loyal friend and a lethal enemy. Okay. You guys, when Joe drove that little Mini Cooper over to Teresa's house, I was like, they would own a Mini Cooper.
Well, I know the mom does.
Marge Sr.?
Marge Sr. She has a red one and she has eyelashes on the headlights.
Of course she does.
Yeah.
Of course she does.
So maybe they're just like a Cooper family.
Oh. Mini Cooper family. Two for one deal equals one regular coupe.
Okay. Next, we have Rachel. I'm too busy running a business to care about yours. Sorry. I'm too busy running a business to take care of yours.
Don't do it. You got this. Try it.
I'm too busy running a business to care about yours. What's her business?
Getting into other people's business. I don't know.
No, she's what is her business?
I don't know.
Wait, we don't even know what her business is?
Maybe she's her husband's model manager. He was on an episode of Law and Order. We're in the presence of a star.
I'm dying to know.
I really liked her. I got it. Like, the preview when someone's like, you're like a Tim Burton character come to life. She really is. Like, she's like a little Coraline over there. I like her energy too.
I thought it was funny because Jackie, like, basically didn't get any airtime this episode. We know she had to take a back seat. And Jackie's like, you won't even look me in the eye. And then she literally addresses, like, well, there's a lot going on here. Basically saying, like, there's a lot of cameras. I don't even know where to look. Like, I'm sorry, yeah. Jackie.
Jackie, we all know you're going to be a friend of. Also, I thought Jackie looked healthy. Looked good.
I guess I, like, didn't notice, like, in any which way.
Oh, I thought she looked fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
Okay. Jen Aiden. Payback's a bitch, so start barking.
I don't get that.
Like, dogs are bitches.
Oh, got it.
I'm assuming. You gotta struggle, but bringing me back to Brandy Glanville season 2, you got a boot on, but you still got a heel on the other foot.
Yeah, that is so true.
Love it.
That is dedication as well.
I mean, truly, I love. All right. Yeah. And the Queen T, give it to us.
Blood may be thicker than water, but it's harder to clean when it spills. That was like a Boston accent. I'm sorry. Okay, I wanted to say water. Blood water. Is thicker than water. It's harder to clean when it spills. Ooh.
I like that one.
I do too.
I like that one. Yeah, I don't know. I got good vibes from this because, I thought there was growth from Teresa. I don't care about the Teresa versus Melissa storyline. And Melissa and Joe, I want to see their downfall.
Okay. So you're done with Melissa and Joe. Teresa is your number one girl.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. You know what? I'm kind of annoyed with Dolores with the way that she is with Jen. I'm on team Jen there.
Basically,
I'm on the wrong side of the road. I feel it. I can tell you that people are yelling at me.
I mean, it's like Kyle and Dolores are in the same league for me. You know,
I
would apologize for Dolores at all costs.
Okay.
I love Dolores. I'm simply obsessed. I'm so happy she's happy. I feel like
it looks like Frank, a purse.
Frank fills. I mean, Paul is filling her love tank. And I also like that Paul has set boundaries and is like, I don't want to hang out with your ex-husband. I don't know him. I don't need to know him yet.
I got you now.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. There's something about, I love Dolores. And I think, like, I love seeing her happy in love. I love that story. Like, I love the relationship she has with her family. I think, you know, I think she's put up with a lot of shit. And I think she's from Patterson.
Right.
But I think for, like,
Do you know she was a corrections officer?
Yes, yeah. Of course. Duh. But I think what bothers me about this Jen fight is it's like, and maybe this is why we love them though, is like they can't ever see the bigger picture here. It's like Jen literally is like, my Ferrari got stolen. My husband had an affair. Then I broke my toe on chiffon pants. Like all these like things have happened to her. Instead of Dolores being like, I'm so sorry that this is like what you're going through. Like she just didn't care. And like, so Jen's saying like you could tell like Jen is like scared because she like wants to be Dolores's friend and she does all these things to seem like she's very confident and whatever, but she's very not.
She has no.
And she wants Dolores. She wants Dolores to be her friend, and it's like Dolores can't.
She knows
like,
that's
all this
the inner circle because Teresa's always going to have Dolores's back, and she's in Teresa's good graces. So she's like, I got to get Dolores on my team as well, then I will be like in a good threesome here. You know, I'm on the right side of history. Also, Dolores totally put a hoax on her. She did. The evil eye is from Dolores. That's why she fell in the chiffon pants. That's why her car was stolen. The affair, I think, happened before the spell.
Dolores did work in the office.
She
worked in his office.
Wait, what? When? I do not remember this.
Yeah, she was like years ago, was like a receptionist or something at Bill's office.
And that's how she knew about the affair?
Am I crazy? Did I make that up?
I could forget.
I mean, hold on. Now I've got to Google this. Did? Why is it whenever you need your phone to work, it won't?
A David's
No, Bill.
Bills. Who's Still David? Lord. Oh, David is doctor. Yeah.
Come on, you got this. Work for Bill Aiden. Yes, she worked with Dr. Bill years ago.
Okay. Thanks. Yes. Sorry about that.
Yeah, come on.
And then, like, in this episode, we're celebrating Teresa's 50th. I love that she embraced it. She's looking fabulous for 50. I can agree with that. I do think she's...
I'm going to say something, though. This green outfit interview look is a no for me. I think Teresa thought she was going to one of her bodybuilding competitions where they really put the tanning lotion on you, but then went to an interview instead.
She's extra tan. Jersey-licious, for sure.
Yes.
Also, okay, so she celebrated in Tulum. Jennifer came. That's where she got hurt. But I'm confused. Was Melissa and Joe invited to the island?
Yes.
They were, and they just declined the offer. And then they also chose not to come to the dinner. And it's all because of the reunion.
I don't believe they were invited to the dinner. They were invited to Tulum, not invited to the dinner. So because after the reunion, Melissa basically texted Teresa being like, I'm done. Like, I actually thought Melissa's text was good, but you know Teresa saw that and was heated. Like, don't send that after a reunion to Teresa, okay?
I also feel like Teresa admitted, she's like, I am my father's daughter. Like, my father was reactive. He would flip tables. That's where I learned it. He would throw bread at us. Like, I have a temper. I'm reactive. I got that from Nono. And she's recognizing that. And I think Louis has helped her recognize those triggers for her.
Namaste, bitches.
Yeah.
You know, so when Melissa sent that text, it's like, that was like a good text for Melissa to send, but Teresa wasn't going to hear it at that point, especially right after the reunion. I feel like Teresa needs 5 days or whatever. And then I think that they're just horrible at communication. Teresa's all branched back to them was, hey, it's my 50th. I want those closest. Please come. And they're like, you haven't talked to us since the reunion. And instead of like, nobody wants to be the quote unquote bigger person in this fight.
Well, it is still really sad that Teresa was going to include Louis's all his sisters and doesn't include Melissa. So I can understand why that's upsetting.
Don't you find it interesting though that I love my family and my parents and I will support them, but like I find it very interesting that all of her daughters agree with Teresa in the sense of like where it's
I was
like,
thinking about this too because okay. But I also think they're still at the age where they think that their parents are always right and they don't realize that your parents are wrong sometimes. They're still young.
They're the Judice girls and the parents going to jail. Like, I don't know. I feel like they've grown up very fast. I think find it interesting.
But your parents are kind of your moral compass and your leading light. So if your mom is telling you these things.
But they're watching the shows.
Yeah, I just like, don't I know was, if they're ready to like disagree with their mom yet.
But even Gia, I felt like Gia has always had a decent
Joe's back because of shoulders. And Joe's back too because that was her, yes, but you know, godfather.
Remember last season? She's like, I haven't even seen you basically since filming ended. Like she kind of called him out on that. Like I find I just found it very interesting. She's like, you know, all I want for my birthday is for you guys not to fight, like not end up like me and my brother. And they're like, that'll never happen. And there's just something about very interesting that I'm like, huh.
And we're going to get this season.
You know, I agree.
We're going to get this season, though. The daughter that doesn't talk. What's her name?
Gabriella.
She's going to talk about it. So I think that will be super interesting.
Yeah. And I do. I agree with you that I think that. Granted, I know all this stuff came out about like Louis last season, but they seem to have a very good relationship. And like, it makes me sad for Teresa because she's totally embracing his family because she doesn't have it. And
she's replacing her family.
But I guess for me, it's like, I feel
is it embracing or replacing?
Were you silent? Silent. Embracing or replacing? Oh, I love that, Mary. That is. Top notch.
I think that's funny that I said that and I was thinking of Oprah and Meghan Markle and you knew it.
Oh, I knew it. We've got this. It's like we've got ESPN, you know?
This episode is called Embracing or Replacing.
Is it really? Or ours is, or theirs? Or
the ours is. No, ours is.
Ours is like TJG313. Very clever with the names. But it makes me, I guess
wish they went to the island. And even maybe they could have gone for the day. Like, I mean, they could have gone to Mexico. They could have gone to Playa del Carmen. Then they could have driven to Tulum, done the dinner party, and then left. And that would have just, like, showed the olive branch. You have the money. Cameras were down. Right?
That's the thing. Down, is I right? feel
like, or yeah. I also feel like this, you know, we're the roller skate party is, like, the first party we're seeing. But you can tell they've filmed a lot, and this is just the first thing we're actually seeing. So maybe
Tulum is in the wedding special. Like, I feel like she gets married on this, and we start, and it's like, just like magic. You know, like, whatever the song was at the beginning of the season episode. But I'm like, we're not going to get any sort of spin-off. It's just going to be the season. She gets married on the season. Like, we're not going to have anything.
But I thought we were getting something.
No, I mean, but outside of in the season. I thought that, like, I was thinking there's, like, a wedding spinoff.
I thought so, too.
Well, if there is a spin, but I know, but we saw some of it in the preview. So that's why I was, like, confused in the beginning of the episode.
Well, maybe
if there was a spinoff, maybe the Tulum part is in the spinoff.
Okay. But don't you agree with me that
maybe that's why they didn't go, though? If there was no cameras, that's why they didn't go. They only show up when the cameras is to say how great they are.
But don't you also feel like they have been filming for a while?
Yeah.
And then we're finally just seeing this roller skating party, but they've been filming for like 3 weeks.
Yes, I agree with you. Do you want to take a quick break and we'll come right back?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear.
But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Investing can feel super intimidating, and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major, and investing seemed really challenging. Like, I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
And we're back. Okay, so I'm disappointed they didn't go to the island. Let's just say that. I really want this to work out.
I know. And I just don't think it ever, I think if Melissa and Joe, like, I just keep thinking, like, what would their storyline be if they weren't always feuding with Teresa?
Well, they're moving.
Nobody cares. They moved last year too. Didn't they move last year to like,
and well, their house is getting built.
It just, to me, I think like a lot of this Jersey in general has always been so familial. Like we had the Manzos in the beginning. Then we had like the Gorgas, we had the Wakilis. Like it's always been family centric on this show. And I think, what would Joe and Melissa do without?
Now, what do you think about Louis' thing? Like Louis, like this is just because of their insecurities. Like Louis is definitely, I feel like he puts ideas into Teresa's head. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Then, but then at the same time, I think he wants to like her to grow and her to repair the relationship.
That's why I think
he kind of confuses me.
I loved it. We can talk about, we'll get there. We can talk about the skate party first. But I thought with Louis, what I actually find interesting is I think Louis is, you don't need, like, Joe is like toxic to him. And I think he senses that where he's like, I want you guys to be together, but you're not going to do this like toxic back and forth.
He's really into therapy.
Really into, he's like, I was like a word.
And retreats.
And retreats. Yeah.
Hey, you're right. His love language is words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation. Totally. Yeah.
What's yours? Quality all time.
All of them.
All of them. Did you really get that score?
Like when no, you the but quiz? I just want it all. I like quality time and words of affirmation.
Oh, you're a words of affirmation. I didn't get that. I don't get that vibe from you.
Not from, only from my lover.
Got it.
Yeah. I don't want it from you.
I wouldn't give it to you.
No, I know. But I mean, like, you know, when someone's like, oh, you did such a good job at this project. I'm like, ew, stop.
But gross. If your lover says it.
But if my lover was like, wow, I'm so proud of you. I'd be like, oh my God, stop. Tell me more.
Okay, cute.
What okay. are yours? You quality like time. Gifts. Are you, you're a gift girl too.
No.
Well, but you get two of them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say acts of service.
I mean, in my game,
acts of service. To,
yeah, that's what I mean. Not maybe not gifts. Like I think you like when like people do things for you to show that they care.
I love that.
Right, Michael, put up the 2,400 Christmas lights on the tree, baby.
That's right. Yeah, babe.
Love. Okay, so the first event, yes, is the 80s skating party.
I was disappointed.
Of course, Melissa has to wear a Gucci crop vest on her outfit. They just love a label.
I feel like I saw all these outfits ahead of time. I was 100%. Disappointed.
We saw it while filming.
There wasn't music. Right? I was disappointed Louis wasn't dressed up. And come to find out, it's because Teresa didn't buy him anything. That he was literally like, oh, well, I didn't get anything. Like, he had to wear that white shirt. It was embarrassing. Also, Teresa, you're only thinking about yourself, I feel like.
Louis probably said he wasn't coming. And so she didn't buy him anything.
No, I don't think she would go without him to places, to be honest. Oh, I think she's at that point.
Interesting.
Like, okay. She's like, you were in it. You were dragged through last season. You're along for the ride now. You have to always film with me. That's how I think.
But I'll make sure we both get paid.
Like, I kind of like forgot about all the bad things he did and all the red flags.
Okay, isn't that funny? Like, if you did not watch last season, you just started watching this season, you'd be like, wait, why does everyone hate Louis? He seems like such a good guy.
Right. And we hate him because
of things.
Tell me why? I can't remember.
There was like domestic abuse allegations that and was, stuff from before. That was a whole Margaret storyline all last season, which is why Teresa's like, I was seeing red when, you know, Marge comes over later.
And, well, he's kind of like a dirty John. I mean, we know he gives fake Chanels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. I thought it was like funny. I was like, oh, Tracy and Tiki got invited to the party.
There were times where there was just like so many people here. And it was like, well, who's going to stick? Like, who's going to actually get the meatball? That's how I felt like this was like the first party.
Get the meatball.
Who's going to get the meatball? Who is going to get a tagline?
Whenever I do see these roller skating parties, doesn't it like bring you back to a time when you would go, like your friends would have roller skating parties like for their birthdays and you'd play like red light, green light, or like that big dice game and they'd throw a dice up and you had to pick which circle you sat in, and if they rolled your number, you were out of the game.
So we didn't have a roller skating rink in the county I grew up in.
What did you have?
They didn't have one. What? And so you would have to go to the next county over. It was only like probably, I think it was called Cal Skate, and it was like 20 minutes. And then there was an ice skating rink in Santa Rosa, which was like 45 minutes.
Okay.
The ice skating was fun. But I don't feel like, I feel like all these housewives were like, oh, I spent my weekends at the roller rink. Like
Lisa Barlow did.
Bethany, like Marge.
Yeah, I like love the, I mean, I literally gave myself a fat lip so I could win like red light, green light.
I do remember like going for brownies or Girl Scouts.
We'd race. Oh my God. Like the roller rink. Oh.
I don't, I think it was just like a regular rollerblader on the streets.
I did love a rollerblade.
Actually, one time, let me just tell you this story.
Yeah, please.
I was on my roller skates and on my block, and
Blades, not skates.
I actually have two rollerblade stories. Okay, one of them was I fell in front of my house and there was loose gravel and like my whole side of my face had like,
you were a fan of the opera.
I didn't go to school the next day because I was too embarrassed because I thought I looked ugly. This is like in second grade. Like I was already vain in second grade and my mom let me stay home.
Okay.
The other one was we went to Tiburon and we went to this, like this bike path and we rollerbladed, but none of us brought shoes to like change back into. My mom's like, we're going to go out to dinner. Out to dinner, we went to Fresh Choice, but none of us had shoes, so we took out the insoles, like you know how roller skates, they looked like moon shoes if you took them out. We wore those into Fresh Choice. My sisters and I wore them into, I can't even say it, into Fresh Choice.
Stupid.
They can like see me and my sisters wearing moon shoes into Fresh Choice. Why would my mom just be like, we're gonna go to McDonald's? Literally.
Can't see your mom being so pissed, like, what the hell?
You didn't bring your shoes. I'm gonna teach you girls a lesson. You're gonna wear those roller prints. I hope you guys can understand me. I'm laughing so hard because that was my childhood.
I used to rollerblade. And did you ever do Invent America?
What's that?
Where it would be, you'd have to invent something for America.
Oh, okay, cool. That sounds cool.
And I invented rollerblades, but with a little cage in front for a flashlight so you could see where you were going on your rollerblades.
I love that. Did you win?
Go anywhere. No, I didn't win that, but I did win in seventh grade. I won Invent America for, I think I won, it wasn't like the main prize. I think I won like the like most creative or something. And it was color changing diapers.
Oh, like when you, when you pooed, it would change the color.
It changed color. Yeah. And then I was going to go on Jay Leno because Jay Leno used to do like, they'd bring on like somebody from like our town, like, and you get to like, you know, you'd be interviewed. Right. And then there was like a Johnson & Johnson patent that was out.
I was going to say, I think it, now like, when you pee, they have them now. It like, it turns blue or something.
Yeah. All because of me. I think Johnson & Johnson was at that Invent America and stole my idea, made a patent real quick because I don't know how to do that in seventh grade. And then I host a podcast now with my friend.
Wait, that's hilarious.
I used to be smart.
I love that. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I really just had a, I just had flashbacks of my childhood.
I mean, the insoles really, I think I peed a little, to be honest. The story is very good. Okay,
back to this.
Okay,
the party. I felt like it was just like very awkward, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you know, Rachel's born in 1991, so fuck her.
It's just weird when they catch up to you. I mean, are younger than you.
Yeah. And then, you know, Jennifer, Jennifer shows up in a heel again. She's in a yellow pump.
And I also think it's funny, like, how close, like, Jennifer and Teresa are. Like, why does Teresa want to be Jennifer's friend? Just because she'll, like, kiss her ass? Or does she genuinely – I feel like Teresa's like, no, like, I have fun with her. What do you think that she gets out of it?
I think Teresa is surface. And so yeah. I think Teresa, if you're not asking to go deep with her and you're not really asking the same from her, like you're like, oh, I'm not, you know, you just want someone who's like a friend and supportive and whatever, like that's Teresa. But I think if you don't ask too much of her, I think she's like the perfect person to have on your side. And I think before the show, she had a lot of friends and she was bubbly and she was personable. I was like, oh, there's Teresa Giudice. And then after the show, especially after camp, like she keeps her circle small and she does not let a lot of people in or share a lot of deeper things, except for like a few people.
I agree with that. Even like, and I almost
look at us
like,
without sharing my minor in psychology. We're good.
Even I feel like her and Dolores, like, they are thick as thieves and loyal to each other, but they don't get super deep with one another, if that makes sense.
Like they used to, I feel. I feel like when Dolores were cheated on with by Frank, like I feel like there was a lot of things that happened that solidified their friendship to be like ride or dies forever, but not recently.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I was shocked. Teresa goes over to March. She invites her and Joe over for cheese and crackers. Because, you know, Marge doesn't miss a meal. And I that to me, I was like, wow, she is going to try to make amends, to have a sit down. And I think that was Louis Field.
Yep, 100%. I also loved Marge's hair at this party.
Yes.
Felt bad that she ended up really broke her wrist or broke her arm.
Oh, I mean, I'd be so pissed. That was a hard call. So pissed.
Seriously. But I thought that
Joe,
was
gross. But like Joe doing her hair.
Like, but I can wipe my ass with my left hand, so we're okay.
I know.
So then the big thing, and didn't we say this, by the way?
Okay. What did we
say? Did we talk about that there should be a calendar?
Oh, we probably gave them this idea.
Give me another one for free. Just invent America all over again.
I wonder.
Taking my ideas.
I wonder where you can actually buy these. I mean, I know they sold them at the baseball event.
That's a good point. I'm not sure. I don't know. But
hottest man to you? Evan doesn't count.
I didn't even think Evan's pictures were that good, to be honest. I actually thought Joe Gorga's photo came out very good. And then I thought
the barbecue was hot.
And then I thought Danielle's husband.
Okay. Polly did it for me.
Oh, of course.
I love St. Patrick's Day.
Pour me a drink, Polly.
I wonder
you're
if Dolores...
married to St. Polly's girl, you know?
Oh, no, that's the
I know it's not. I know, but I was just trying to combine it.
Yeah, I understand. Sorry about that. Okay, so let's go over to Teresa's house. And they sit down for cheese and crackers. And I
love when Teresa tells all of them, let's bring everything out. Marge is like, okay. with her one hand.
I also like that Teresa always brings it back. Like, I remember you were there for me, like, when my mom passed. I'll never forget that gesture.
A little teary-eyed there.
I know. And I don't – have we ever heard Teresa apologize on camera?
Not in the sincere way that she did here. Like, I felt like Louie is very much like
a raw cucumber.
I'm being as raw. I mean, when they did that, I was like crying. I was like, I do like that, though. I would probably say an onion.
Raw as a cucumber. Never heard that line before. Yeah.
Raw as sushi?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. No, but she's like, I want to make things better and I'm really sorry. And she invites her to her wedding, which we know Marge goes to.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you think it was weird when Louis and Teresa started fighting during the fight?
Well, when he was like, listen to Marge, like you keep cutting her off. And she's like, I'm not cutting her. She's like, you just cut me off. Like, I think there's been a learning curve in this relationship. But I also think I want to see the good in Louis.
I think
that there's a softer side to Teresa here.
But then they both fly off the handle.
No,
they're
saying,
both hot-headed. I think there's something secret about them.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But I mean, I guess, you know, it was like interesting too, because Marge was like, are you just saying this because he told you to say this? Like, you know, I feel like you're still hurt. Like Marge is basically saying, if we're going to wipe the slate clean, you cannot keep bringing things up.
And she calls her a grudge holder.
But I'm like, Marge, you did say a lot of shit. And I guess like one of our arguments last year too was like, let's say these allegations are true. You bringing up on camera is not a safe space for Teresa. Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't like, okay, so like Teresa's like, well, that was a test for Melissa. Like she read that text out loud to you and that was a test, you know? And Louie's like, well, that shows the insecurity of that woman. And I'm like, no, she thought that to me. I'm like, no, she's trying to tell you guys what you're trying to tell her to do. You know, that's different.
No, I see, this is where I was on Teresa's side. I don't know if she was insecure. I wouldn't go there, but I think like, and I don't think it was a test. I think that that's Louie said like that was kind of a test, but I think Teresa literally was like, please don't say anything. Like, you guys are my family. Like, can I just have somebody on my side? Mm-hmm. You think that's why I'm like, I can't ever like go on to Joe and Melissa's side, because I feel like they do these things like where they're like, look at how it's affecting me. And she's just saying, can you just take the heat off of me for a second and just not mention it? Like, you can have your thoughts about it, but just don't mention it on camera. And then you read it on camera. Like, come on.
You know what's also funny? I actually, they're not even married yet while we're watching.
Oh, yeah, it's very true. I was thinking they were.
Yeah. Because you're kind of like thinking like, oh, well, we already know they're married. She already went through with it. So we kind of need to back her up now. She's already made the choice herself. She's a big girl, but she's actually not married at this point as we watch.
Are they engaged at this point?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're, I mean, she invites her to the wedding. Like, the wedding's happening.
Oh, duh. Okay.
No, but it's like weird to, I almost like watching this episode thought they were already married.
Yeah. Until you said that right now. Can we take like a quick break and let me just process that for a second?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, so they're not married.
Okay, interesting.
But we know they get married.
Yeah, we do. Because the higher the hair, the closer to God.
Been great about Potomac because we don't know everything. Like, we didn't know that Juan Dixon and Robin got married. You know, we don't even know like where Ashley and Michael are, you know, but that's what I think that makes great we TV love, about Potomac because we don't have all the spoilers.
Yeah, we don't love, and it's too, people are too social media present. I think you're right. Like, I think before it was like, oh, you need to post to social media. You need to write a blog. Remember the Housewives used to have blogs on BravoTV.com? Like, you need to do this. And now social media is just like a third arm to people, you know, like it's so prevalent that it's like, you're sharing too much and we know too much. And now it's like, I literally can remember this party happening last year.
Yes.
You know, like I just feel I'm like, you're sharing too much with us enough. There's no surprise about anything.
And they started filming pretty quick.
Yeah.
There wasn't a long lag of time in between. Yeah. Okay, let's just like talk about the men in their calendar where we had Bill as a sexy doctor.
I like the shots. I kind of like the shots with him and Jennifer.
I agree with that. I didn't like him with the red rose. And I also thought it was creepy because I feel like he like used his doctorness to like have that affair, even though doctorness is not a word. But I don't know. It felt like a vibe there and it kind of reminded me of the affair. And thank Phil, shaved his chest.
Okay.
Bill's was fine. That hit for me. Joey Gorga.
Joey Gorga with his lips and trying. You know, Joe Gorga was like, I need to be the hottest one of all.
Absolutely.
These. Joe was hitting the gym. He was waking up. He's doing those push-ups. He was oiling. Him and Melissa 100% had a pre-photo shoot.
And they did a detox.
But they did a pre-photo shoot where they're like, okay, pose like this, stand like this. Okay. When you're all oiled up, she took photos and she passed them on to him.
But don't you think Melissa's kind of in on the joke? Like,
yes, I think she's in on the joke to us, but her and Joe are totally serious.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, yes. She plays it off like she's joking, but she's not.
Then we had Louis as like the yoga man.
With Teresa being the fluffer.
She was mixing up flogger and fluffer. Like a flogger.
Isn't like a fluffer and like porn is like to keep the guy like hard in between takes?
I'm unfamiliar. Is that
sure? I too have not been on a porn set. I just thought that was.
I don't know.
What's a flogger? A flogger is a feather?
I thought like 50 Shades of Grey, they always had the floggers. Like, it's like a spanking thing, right?
I'm learning something from you right now.
I thought that's what it is. They always have the 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay. Like a whip?
That's what I thought it was. I'm too afraid to Google it.
Do a quick Google. If you could do it on your school computer too, that'd be better. Yes.
Okay, then Joey B on the Harley
with Joey B with Marge being like, suck it in a little, Joe, and he's like, shut up, Marge.
He's eating mac and cheese to prepare for the shoot.
He did not care. I mean, I loved it. Evan, he had the basketball, he's playing basketball. We've got the lumberjack, we've got Rachel's husband was the lumberjack. What was Danielle's husband? Was he watering himself as a flower?
The gardener?
Yeah, he's the gardener. Yeah. Frank, he's in the hospital. Sad.
Why was he in the hospital?
Well, he hadn't pooped for 12 hours, apparently. Does that seem crazy? Long. Yeah, but there's something else.
I know
else.
You should do it every day, but.
Well, I don't know. We're not doctors.
No, you should do it every day.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, when they were like 12 hours in my head, I was like, is that crazy?
I don't think that's crazy.
I didn't think it was that crazy. I was like, take a laxative.
Right.
Erica Jane does that when she has a chicken finger. but thank God for Paul being the Irish bartender.
My gosh, I am so into him.
Yeah, you are.
He's like clearly March.
March Madness? Oh, the month of March.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, the month of March. Yeah, good call. It'd be weird to place his St. Patrick's Day photo shoot elsewhere.
It would be.
Yeah.
But he just looked kind of hot as a bartender. Okay. So then Marge takes Joe and Melissa and she's like, well, let me just fill you in about having crackers at Trees. Also, I, for some reason, like, she's like, come over for cheese and crackers. I guess you never hear cheese and crackers anymore. It's always like, come over for wine and cheese or like a charcuterie board. Like, cheese and crackers just made me think of like a club
the cracker. The craft one? Yes. You, like, the red stick.
Yes.
I
don't know why.
Also, what cracks me about Marge too is because she's got this broken hand. She's always holding it up.
Yes.
You notice like every scene it is just up. It's by her head, just being held up there. I don't know why it kind of cracks me up. Right. She's like, hello.
And by the way, Melissa, Louis called you insecure.
She's like, insecure. Okay. I liked Melissa's outfit here. It was very also like Sheena Vanderpump. We've got, it's like the tweed two-piece set. I thought it was very cute.
Yeah. And she is always well-dressed.
She is. She's just got great bod.
She's a amazing glow-up. Her and Kyle Richards.
Ugh, yeah, not ugly.
I'm getting a little concerned about Kyle. She's gotten real skinny.
It's not Ozempic!
It's Mounjaro!
I work out!
She's all in. Workouts, yeah.
But the main thing is, like, then it's like Melissa and Joe. It's like, I gotta be honest. Every time the fight comes up, I'm like, I do not care about this. It's another season of this. I actually just want to see Teresa be happy. Like, I would love if the whole season Teresa, because it is what she does. She just basically lives her life, and then like when they have group events, she has to like go against Melissa.
Right. It does like cut me to my core though that they the only family left. And they can't even get along, you know? It makes me so sad.
It makes me so sad because, as you said,
it will
are
never,
you embracing will, or are you replacing? Wait,
right. And right now we have replaced. We are in full replacement mode. And I just wonder, this season we know they don't reconcile. We know Joe doesn't come to
the wedding. I think that's the mistake that they did not go to the wedding. And I think the crowd is going to turn on them for not going to the wedding.
Now, do you think it was their choice not to go, or do you think Teresa uninvites him at the end?
No, it was like they chose not to go. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Here's the thing. Nobody wants to be a bridesmaid, okay? Be lucky, Melissa, that you were not asked to be a bridesmaid.
Yeah, but you would be hurt if she included – I mean, I don't ever want to be a bridesmaid again. I'm totally okay with that. But if
I guess just at 50, I'm like
– No, but if they – Come on. If she invited all her new family and not you that had been a ride or die, well, not really ride or
when
die.
When did they ride or die? What's this black shit all over me?
But you have been with her for, you know, this family. You've been in the family for 20 plus years. And
do I think that Teresa could have just added her? Sure. I do. That was petty. But I feel like they were hoping she wouldn't to continue the rift. Mm-hmm. And then,
they would have looked like
a bigger person if they just went to the wedding. I know we'll get there, so maybe we'll see more dynamics.
I feel like usually Joe would want to like talk on camera, and like they've been at many mutual events together, and he just like says hi, gives her a kiss, and doesn't talk anymore. And I feel like that's uncharacteristic of him.
But do you think it's for a show? I don't know why.
I think if it was for show, he'd try to talk with her.
No, but I'm saying, like, do you think he thinks he's, like, being the bigger person but being like, oh, I said hello to her, and then, like, we're just riding on the fact of, like, people remembering from last season that she didn't treat us well or something. Like, sometimes I think, like, you know, every season we watch these housewives and we're like, how do they get it so wrong every season? Like, there's an underdog and, like, they all go after her and everybody's like, oh, no, we love the underdog. Like, how do these housewives get it so wrong season after season? And I think it's because they have different expectations of the audience compared to, like, what we end up seeing.
Bravo fans, you never know what you're going to get.
Truly. Truly.
They will turn on you on a dime.
Oh, man. I mean, I was wanting Lisa Rinna to stay on the cast after seeing everybody flip her. Like, when she flipped people off at BravoCon, I was like, yes, Rinna, you go. And then she got fired. And I was like, what?
I'm pissed.
What? I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I know. It will be sad. When did they start filming that? Also, they are saying, you know, like, what's going on with Legacy? There's, like, rumors. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's just to me, it's like, I'm just, you know, now the big fight too with this thing is like, okay, then we're fighting Dolores and Jen. And I'm going to be honest. I think Jen might have jumped the gun a little bit on this fight.
I don't like Jen. There's nothing for me to like about her.
Okay. But I feel like she just seems like just such like a wounded little soul.
Well, she's like crying, and then she's like, I just want Dolores to like me, and then Dolores can hear her, and Jennifer.
Well, then she also says, too, where she's like, you know, she was with David for 5 years, and I bit my tongue for 5 years and said, if he didn't know after five, he don't want you. They're all like, but you're saying it now.
Yeah.
And she's like, whatever. And then she's like,
but also, I think Dolores will never give Jennifer a chance. She's already put her in. I think once you've crossed Dolores, like, she's never going to get back in. And, you know, they don't agree what a friend is. And Jennifer, guess what? You're not nice. Okay. You said, I'm nice. You're not. I just feel like Jennifer is so petty and such a
schoolgirl. She made me giggle when she was like, learn how to talk, Merriam-Webster. I was like, oh, that's funny. And then she's like, and then she calls her a cunt. Is that what they keep bleeping out of the cunt? She's like, and I learned Fuck that her. Word from you, babe. She's like, you should learn more from me. She's like, yeah, like how to be a bitch and a fucked up friend. And like Tony the Turk, you know, he's just like, can we just come on.
And I feel like Dr. Aiden's just like, all right, Jen, yeah, come on. Exactly.
That was his nickname that they called him.
What? Tony the Turk. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Right. That he's just like, and she's like, don't you tell me to come on. You cheated on me, you bastard.
And why does she say that Dolores looks like an old handbag?
Leathery.
Oh. I don't think so. I think she looks great. She had a glow up. Her and Jennifer went to the same place to lose weight.
I was also laughing too when I think it was Rachel, and she's like, oh yeah, my girl, my friend, she went to some doctor in Paramus. No, it wasn't Jen's husband. Like, I was like, oh my God, I love this shade already. Like, it's just, this to me just felt good.
I am excited about the new people. I like that we like got to go already into Danielle's house, but I need to like go into the other woman's house. Like, I'm interested in the Jennifer girl. I'm interested in 1991 Rachel.
I thought they were good newbies, and I think it was smart to bring in a few of them. You know,
they're going
to
be like unapologetic.
Yeah. And I just think that they bring a good energy that I think everything happens to, always seems to revolve around Teresa, Melissa, and maybe this, who am I kidding? Of course, is going to go back to the two of them, but maybe, just maybe, we'll have some B storylines.
What is,
but we got our first two B continued, by the way.
What? And also, guys, as a friendly reminder, to be continued just means we'll be back at Marge's house for the calendar shoot.
It's like, none of us care if you put to be continued or not. You could tell me that we are at Marge's house or not, and I would not know that that's where we ended the last week, because you know what? I can't remember shit except for things that happened 10 years ago.
Exactly. What is Marge's storyline this season?
Not having a family. That's what Jen tells her.
Oh, true. I'm curious about that. So Marge and Melissa don't have storylines.
Per usual.
Okay. Just clarifying.
I don't know. I thought, you know, I felt refreshed. I feel, again, it's premiere week.
I'm glad.
I feel I'm ready for this next slate of shows. You know, it's like Vanderpump, Jersey, Summer House. Give it to me. Inject it into my veins. I'm here for it.
For Give this it week, to at me, least. Baby. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And on that note, bye, everyone.
Have a great week, everybody. Bye.